Okay, we're up to in the hilchos of Dal Amos, Ola Hasik and Dal Amos, or Thea Mispalo, Kuf Beis Gimel. Mentioned about yeshiva that just very kitzer, that sitting down in front of someone davening is also either because it shows you don't care about Shmona Esrei, and a different time, which I mentioned last time, is that the Shechina is in front of him, and you shouldn't be sitting down. It's like a Makom Kadosh. Okay, so Gimel, Yoshev Yashav Tvar, if he's already sitting, for Amad Zechitzido, and someone goes and starts davening next to him, Eil Tzarech Lakum, he doesn't have to stand up. So he's Zeb Baba Gvulo, he's coming to his Gvul, he can't be marking him, force him to get up. It's not his Makom, it's not his, whatever. Mikol Makom, he's Chassidus Lakum, of Gil, but Kiyagam, the problem because if the Shechin is there, it's because of the Shechin, not because of him.
So that's problem with me standing up also. I'm remaining sitting because I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
Now I stand up with Shimon Esrei. There's no problem me standing up next to him.
Can yeah, you can stand up next to him, yeah. Also, Lavra, can I go to Mispal and Misochar Brahmos? It's also to walk in front of people who are davening Misochar Brahmos. The Dafka Lifnehem. But see, they are Motor Lavra Ramoid. This over here is the issue, is there's two issues brought down. The main issue brought down is that you Mavatel's Kavana. So someone you walk in front of someone, it's mevavel him. Chayod brings down also the idea of Shechina, but the Iker issue is Kavana. so what they say is that if he's just like in the last one, he can't just in the last mechaber, he can't just balav gvulo. If a guy goes and starts davening in the middle of the, let's start with something more extreme. Say he davens in the in the middle of the right the entrance of the shul, like I'm not talking about the entrance of the room, like he just goes to the entrance of the whole shul and starts davening right there. That you can't ask for a makom which is not yours. For instance, or he starts davening in the middle of the street on the sidewalk. Yeah, start davening, whatever. I thought it'd be great if you had the if you want to make a protest, you get everyone to stand two sides of the street, start davening Shemana Esrei, they can't go through the street. That's it. Block the whole street. They can't do that because you can't take a makom which is not yours. You can't just be showing on a makom. Person's Kenyan Dal Amos doesn't work in Rishus Rabbim because it's not his makom to. I have the Shechina, but if a person puts himself in a situation where he's not going to have kavana, he's in a makom where you shouldn't daven in the first place, then there's no problem being over Kenegdoi. And they also bring down, the Chorin also bring down, that if there's a hefsik, a table, or a shtender, or something like that, you can be sonach b'diyev, the Chayon says you can be sonach b'diyev, and Mishabur is more machmir, but in, obviously, Lutzarech, for Stam, you shouldn't do Lutzarech, you could be sonach on the Machayodim, if there's a ten tfachim and dalal dalad, even if it's regularly there, you can be sonach on it, that the table, or a shtender, or something like that, you can pass in front. I mean, obviously, if it's so tamud, you're gonna vatal kavanah. If you can wait, it's better to wait. But if it's something that was a tzarech, use the bathroom. It's after tefillah, things like that. You'd be allowed to walk in front. Mishin tefillah also hay adam acher mispal acherav. Say you finish and someone's behind him. Also, the store shalosh psiyos achivigmar misha acher mispal. Also, you have to wait till he finishes. Shemiyas is there. Oivir can I get a mispal? It's the same din. Right, and only talking about So if the datek was a feeling of achar hischil is spal acharav me'achshak for hischil. I mean, it's not nice. Obviously, sometimes whatever a person's marich is feeling, he comes late and he's marich is feeling a lot, and he can't go back. That's not so beseder. But they do say is the duposkim do bring down is that you're allowed to go ahead and do three steps to the side. If you're stuck, you can do three steps to the side. And you don't have to wait for him because you can walk b'tzidai. Some people, I think, make a mistake and they think that the halachin aleph v'mlo einav applies by walking three steps back, which it doesn't. That's only yeshiv, which is like a chutzpah. Like you're sitting, the shechina's here, or you're showing that you don't care, so you're sitting down. That's mlo einav. But this the din of being over this neya mispalo is only dal amos. So if you're going back and obviously you're not within Dalai Lama's, it's fine. I didn't see anyone who's Mach Bim Loi. I've seen people make a mistake. Fine. Kuf Gimel. Hay Omi B'tfil V'yotzim Minim Ruop Min Lamata. He has to pass gas. V'antim Akshi Chal HaReach L'Choyzer U'Mispal. He should wait until the smell goes away, then he can continue davening. Well, who would then, I guess, someone next to him as well. Let's say he feels like he has to pass gas. It's star harbe. His stomach's hurting. You know what to do. Any yochel lahamid hatzmo. Holech acharav arba amos. He says, go back arba amos because the shechin is here. The moitzi aruach a mountain shechal areach. Ve'aymer ribon ha'olamim yisarteinu nekavim chalulim chalulim. Golav yadul fenecha cherpasenu uchlim basenu. Kherpa uchlima b'chayinu rima b'saleya b'moseinu b'chayzim k'ami b'chayzim l'makom shapasach because it's a bizayon. Right, so we're not knowing to say this. We just go back and wait and then go forward. Yishayon d'chayzim ha'ayik yishpal b'day, so that's when you're in your house. Avach yishpal b'tzibur have a biyosh godol. Suddenly, you know, you're in the middle over there and you go back and you whatever, then it's a biyosh. It's ain't tzarech l'harchik klal l'acharev. You just have to step back. The Gamla Yomar Hariboin, Rak Mantin Shechalimenu Harea, Chochein Noagim, that Neymal Asod, you're honest, just wait and then continue. Hamisatish Betfila, someone who sneezes, or lets out something, Milamata Simen Ralo. Ah, so they bring that also, okay, obviously. Let's say, it says something about Mincho, because Phil gives a second, separate issue. Let's say by Mincho or Memarif. Because you have some, you have a problem by tefillin. So yeah, by tefillin you have an extra problem is that you have to shift your tefillin and then let it go. Whatever, that's a separate issue. But you're right. This is talking about, let's say by mincha or you're not wearing tefillin or something. Because tefillin, you have to, that's a different thing you have to work out. I'm atish b'tefila. So someone who I guess sneezes or some sort. If something comes out, you know, his backside, so it's a bad simen because it's mitachas. Milamala simen yafalo. If he sneezes in the middle of davening, it's a simen yafa because it gives a relief. It's a gemara, so it's hard to understand what the maila is, but al chupanim, it's a simen toif. Shalahasik mitfila, this is the dinim of not being masik to. Oyasik mitfila soy. Person should not be masik his tfila. Middle of Shemana Ezi, it's also be masik. If you're a melech yisrael, shol b'shlomo, lo yishivenu. Even if Melech Yisrael comes and says, hey, you know, says Shalom, it's also to answer because you're standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he's also chayv in Kvod Hashem. But Melech Oyduk Giluim, and Efshel Mekatzer, because he's gonna have a problem. So if he can be Mekatzer, Hani Shemir Tchilas Abracha, the Seifa Kolim Sheyagiyei Lav, that if he starts, he says Refeinu Refeicholim, and says Baruch Hashem Refeicholim. I think the Chayyada means the whole list what to say. He katzer. You can be katzer. You see him coming, just very quickly, just say Refeinu and then the Baruch or whatever. Achim Efshel Shita Shiyata Min Aderech Yata. If he sees him coming down the aisle or whatever, if he can walk away quickly and go somewhere else, Lo Yasik V'Dibur, it's better. If nothing else, yafsik because it's a sakana's nefashas. Only a person is allowed to masik shvanasi for something which is a sakana. Or, alternatively, if he can't daven, something gavatzel's kavana, then he can take care of that. But, otherwise it's mamash aser. Let's say he's davening in an alley, and suddenly a car turns down the alley, starts driving towards him. Then you should step aside and not be masik. Otherwise, you can't move. If there's not something that's going to smash into you, if someone's walking by, you can't move. If he said a kind of tzor, or he's saying his own tefillah, then you can be masik if he has to, for, I guess, tzarech gadol or something like that. Now, if something's going to happen. Nafil nachash karach al keva lo yafsik. Even if he has a snake around his leg, lo yafsik v'yachal leilach l'makom acher shiripol nachash v'ragloi. Or he can walk to somewhere else. Although Rosh Hashanah says if it's on his body, he can take the snake off. Obviously, we're talking about not a poisonous snake, because then it's chanas nafashos, and we're not. And the person that doesn't know, it's also, whatever, honestly, nowadays, if someone has a snake around his leg, I think that it also mevatzel's kavana. I mean, I don't know, I think, he'd probably be able to take it off, because we're not used to these types of things. Well, Akrav, Pesach, if he has a scorpion, he's Pesach, if he's Muad, Yoyser Lahazik. And Nachashan, Dim Rashu, Kaos, Umuchan Lahazik, Pesach, he has to stop. And then other snakes bite as well. Then besides the poisonous snakes, other snakes bite as well, and it can be very painful. So you're allowed to be poisik. Imra shor kenegdo poisik. We see a shor, but kenegdo, they happen to be, if you go up north, they have a lot of times you see cows and bulls wandering around. Whether they let them free, or I don't, there's a thing about it, but I've been by Kvarim up there, and you see, or driving up there, you see cows wandering around. So if you're happening up there by a kever, suddenly, a cow comes, walking towards you, or whatever, a bull, I should say. Even a short time, even though he's rugged, then rugged lahazik, since he can be mazik, chamishim amos, you should go away chamishim amos of a muad, so he can't even see you. If it's muzak that they don't mazik, you don't have to place it gentle, which is some akasha, because I don't understand this. That's actually it's mine into it, because in Rabbi Kama, Allah is Rabbi Kama, talking about Tama Muad, it doesn't say anything there about shvarim to have a chazaka that they're not mazik. There's always a chashash that's going to be mazik. That's why the din of tam. I don't really understand this halacha according to what it says in the Chosher Mishnah, Baba Kama. However, tzarech iyun. It could be for tefillah, the shadows could be mazik, you can be samich on it, but for pain, that's something else. I don't know. Tzarech iyun. B'chol machma shepaisek, in shak de ligmar eskula, choyzer l'rosh. If you have to be paisek, if you wait, if the time you're paisek is until you're gomer eskula, then choyzer l'rosh, and you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Vimlav, choyzer tchilas ha-bracha shepasakla, and you have to restart the bracha, because you're a masik in the middle, it's not one bracha. Vimpasak v'gimel v'sheino, it's choyzer l'rosh, because it's one set. V'imtarachrein is choyzer l'ritzei, then you just go back to Ritzei.
Even if you stop, you're not supposed to stop, but you did stop. Now I'm starting. Do I start from the beginning, or do I stop where I left off?
You start from when you left off, unless you're placed for a very long time. You stood there for whatever reason, then whatever. Agav, I just thought that the Aruch Shulchan brings down the point, but are you allowed, it seems it was Machlokes Mishavurim, are you allowed to, for kids making noise or something, are you allowed to, like, snap your finger or something like that?
Yes.
Make a gesture. So, Shabur is Mako, but Aruch Shulchan is very machmir. He says you can't even make a gesture. Just focus on your davening and continue. I mean, I know personally that, but they bring that also. If your person's, your own kid making noise, then you have to take him out. He's disturbing other people. You have to be masik, take him out. That you have to do. But, if a kid's making noise, walks in making noise, and everyone's going, shh, 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 and snapping their finger, you can't do that. And even more, I find that moves my kavana much more than someone than a kid making a bit of noise. Everyone, if someone makes a little bit of noise, suddenly they shh, shh, whatever. Pasha says there's a big trial to do that. If you make one, if it's really vata kavana, you say one thing, you snap your finger once, they'll stop. That could be okay, but you wait until you finish. That person, so a person always davens, 2 minutes Shemoneh Esrei. So if he waits 2 minutes, then he has to go back. Or if he's in, it depends where he is. If he's by Ritzei, then he has to, whatever time it takes. And Sach Mitzvila, if someone talks, it's the same dinim that if you were talking for long enough, then you have to go back. Tzarchin, a person talks b'mezid. Some say the mishmar, some say you have to go back mirosh, but go back to Shemoneh Esrei, because that's mamash ha'esek. But it's tzarchiyun. The mishmar seems to be comes out as a suffix, so it could be in that situation. Why a person talk b'mezi? I don't know. Usually, people only talk, as a shogeg. They make a mistake, something like that. So then they have to. It's the same din that if he's mastic a little bit to the bracha, and if he's mastic a lot, so then to the beginning. Eina placing the kaddish of the kedusha. If it's kaddish, you stand there. El yishtoik v'yichavin l'masha oimer shlich tzibur yeheke oine. A person should stop and listen to the shlich tzibur, and it's kiilu you're answering. They called him up, he's davening, they didn't realize he's davening, they called for Aliyah, then he's not chayv to, he should not be Pesach. However, if you're in a kind of tzor or something like that, you're at the end, then you can be Pesach, you should go up. But otherwise, you say you're Ratzon or whatever, and then go up, but otherwise you shouldn't be Pesach. Also in Tachnunin, you can be Pesach for say Hei Shmei Rabba and for Kedusha to say the first two Pesachim, the first two, yeah, Kadosh and Baruch. Yimloch, you don't say. That's in, if you're in Elokain and Tzor. And it's better if you know they see they're coming to it to say Yiril Ratzon before Elokain and Tzor and then start saying it, because then you can be Pesach for everything. Acha Shasi and Shmane Esrei, Brachos Kodem Elokain and Tzor, Yachal Anos Kadosh Uveyazir. This is the thing, sorry. Yachal Anos Kedusha Vekadosh Ubaruchu. If you finish and you say Yiril Ratzon even before the Kain Netzor, you can answer all these things normally. If you didn't say Yiril Ratzon, that's why I said that then you have to play around with it. But if you see if they're getting towards, pay attention. If they're getting towards, Kedusha or Kaddish, can I say Yiril Ratzon? Some people say it all the time. I don't know. And by Yom Kippur, everyone says it before Vidui, because it's long, and it always says Nasir to say it, because if you get up to, you might be Marich, and whatever. Spal shtei tefilas zuach or zu, so for instance, he forgot, or whatever reason he's saying it, tzarech lahantim bein zu lezuk vehiluch abrahamos. He has to wait at least abrahamos, eshe daitum yushebis lispalel beloshon tchila. So he should be able to focus, again, pause for a minute in order to say, and we'll get to the dinim of being hashlamos hashlumin. Some say we should say psukim, but we'll get to that. About we should say ashrei in between, or whatever. We'll get to that. This is just telling you a din. You have to, for whatever reason, you're saying twice, and you have to just wait. Mipturim b'tefila. What the din? Who's chayv and who's potter in tefila? Kol pturim. Everyone who's potter from Kriyashma, or submit to potter in a mitzvah, these types of things. The Oinain is potter from tefillah. If there's a Levi and a Melavi the Meis, so by Kriyashma, it says only those who are carrying the Mita. Shein the Mita Tzarech Mehen. Only the Stambi Melavi. They have to say Kriyishma, it's their Isla, and they could say it. Pturim mitfila, because they can't really, it's a din of Kavana, and yet Dafka Ba'amida, so then you shouldn't, since it's very bidiyev for him to say Shmanesh if they're walking, then until they have time to go ahead and let's say they can, there's enough people, they can go to the side of Shmanesh, where you could do that, but he bets in that he's Pater from tefila. But Kriyishma, he has to say because it's their Isla. Nashim va'avadim avopi shem p'turim mikriyishma v'chayavim b'tfila. Nashim va'avadim are part of mikriyishma, even though there's a minig for them to say at least kavu v'chus shemayim, but the chayiv in tfila. Neshihi mitzvah saseh shalos bangrama, because the Rambam holds, that it's saying tefillah is deraisa. It's a din of every day a person has to go ahead and mevakish tachlunim to Hashem. The Ramban, I think, holds that it's the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon were Misakein Gimel Tfilos. So this is the Rambam is going according to the Rambam, as this is the Shiloh as Van Grama, because it could say something, anything during a person's Yotze, the Din Daraisa, if he just says, Eibishter, Kosh Baruch Hu, help me with this, give me strength, something like that, then his Yotze is Din Tfilah. But according to the Ramban and the other tefillas the Rabbanon, then they have to say the Gimel tefillas. Many of women is obviously girls if before they're married, things like that, or older, is they say in high school thing, they always say Shemana Esrei Ma'ariv, they're less machbedon. But usually this Shachris and Mincha, they do daven.
The Ramban doesn't say that derisive for girls. It just says davening.
But this is where it seems to be for everyone, because this is Eishah Zvan Grama, because you have a whole day to do it, so therefore the women are chayiv also. For women who are tarav with kids and stuff, so that's the Shabura is Hakamachmir, that they should, that they really should try and daven. Obviously, unless it's just they can't, they really can't, and there's nothing else, you try to put time aside. The general minig is that if women are, they're tired with, you know, with kids, you know, put the kids down to a nap, they should daven. But if they, you know, but if they're mamish tired, then the minig is that they, you know, say, if you say brachos, to say that the yotzei, according to the Rambam. And the minig, many women, you know, chassidim, I heard they don't daven b'chol, but they're not makbid on davening. Because they're tired, they can't, they can't focus. You know, I don't know, again, also shayla's, can they hold a crying baby and not for davening, it's a shayla of holding something else. These things are complex. You know, obviously, they could say tefillah k'sara, avineinu. I don't want to use tefillah. That could be. I don't know.
Any
tefillah. Yeah, any tefillah. Any tefillah.
Right.
So that the yotzei with. You know, I see women in the park. You know, davening for an Esther. The kids are playing. And I guess the kids are safe, but I don't know. It's fear inyan. Like I said, Mishabur seems to be machmir. When they get to Gil Chinuch, which, you know, is when they can say Shemon Esrei and focus, and, without you saying, no, you know, whatever, putting your finger there, then you're chayav lachancham. Misha Tarasu Vinosukum Rashbi Vchaverov, someone who's learning all the time is at the level of Shema Yochai, Mastik the Kriya Shema Vlola Tfila. You can mask the Kriya Shema, he's not chayav to mask for Tfila. Aval Anu, Mafsikin, Bein the Kriya Shema in the Tfila, then no one on that Madrega nowadays, even the big Masmidim, they mask for Tfila. Hagavim Loimid Ala Cherim, Ein a Paisik. However, if for some reason he's giving the Shir in the morning, then he's not chayav Lifsik. That he should stop and say at least pasuk rishon of Kriya Shema. Again, nowadays most people don't have that issue, because even if they give you a shir, they don't give like a 4-hour shir, so there's always time to say to daven. So if someone's giving a shir and that comes, you know, he's giving a shir and is a minyan or whatever, he should say and shouldn't stop. He shouldn't stop to be pesach at all. Even with supik in his palace, someone's not sure he davened. He was tired. Did I daven married? I don't remember. Or he wasn't sure in the morning, whatever. Chayzer mispalel should say daven again. There's a din of called tefilas nadava that a person's allowed to go ahead and say nektar shemon esrei because it's like a korban. If he wants, but he has to, if he does it, he has to bechadish something. Say an extra tefillah, say, we'll see what that means. But if he's not sure, then he just davens again, that you don't need to have mechadish anything. About im barya she ispara, however, you know he was davened, ain't a chayzin ispara below chidish. It's also to daven again, unless he's mechadish something. You can daven as many times as one. Nowadays, I don't think it's recommended, but, Al-Hupanim, he could. Chutz mitfilas musaf, she'em ispala nesab in the dub. You can't repeat musaf. With Shabbos Yomtiv, I know ispala tfilin dub a klaw. We don't do it on Shabbos Yomtiv. Ve'im hisrael ispala adach shal hispalel. If he starts davening, thinking he didn't daven, when he's got shakvar ispala, he's like, oh, wait a second, I did daven. Happens sometimes with Meir. If you daven, early, and then you daven earlier, so you should daven at 10. But you some reason daven earlier, and then you get 10 o'clock, and you go to Minyan, wait a second, I daven, right? So then, Nizka Shekvar Yispal, Paisik Afil Be'em, so you stop right away, Bracha, even though it's a Bracha, Afil Yachol Chadish Badavar, you shouldn't finish. Chiddush Zesh Amar, what's the Chiddush? Chadish Dar B'chol Bracha, you have to add something into every Bracha, Me'em Tziyais, Me'ein a Bracha, you say, like Rafael, you say, you know, we say it's Filos Rafua, you add in things, in Chiddush, Afil Be'Bracha, Achas dayo, even one is enough. He'll do a shinadava lo choiva. Hagav yisham de lo mikri chiddush, and his chiddush etzal dava shelo hayat tzarich elav kodem lachen. That's something he didn't need, you know, before. So, like a person adds in a refeinu, something shmakolenu, parnasa, things like that, then that would be enough. Ain tzibur mitzpalu in tefilas adava klal. There's nothing as a tzibur dominating next to tefila. Haraitze. Lihispalel tefilas nadava. Someone wants to daven tefilas nadava. Tzarech shehei makir is asmo zari is zayir. Ve'ami b'daito shiuchal lechavim et tefilaso mirosh v'atzov. Someone who knows he has a lot of kavana and he's able to do it. Ve'amena yochal lechavim yof, which is most people. Karina Bey, Lamali Rose Vichehim, why are you giving me bad, like, if you have a kavana, what are you saying? Like, what's the point? Why add in anything extra if you can't have kavana anyway? Okay, we'll stop here.